What is patience? What does it mean to be patient? Because patience, the reason this is so important, is patience is the opposite of anger. Patience is the opposite of anger. If you want to get rid of your anger, then you have to learn to replace it with patience. Okay? So what is patience? Well, first of all, patience is a happy mind. Anger is an unhappy mind. Patience is happy. Patience isn't gritting your teeth and putting up with unpleasant stuff. That's not patience. Patience is happy to accept whatever's going on. Whatever's happening. It's happy to accept that situation. Okay? This is more difficult than identifying anger, isn't it? Because we've got less familiarity with patience. When I know when I teach this, I often think, yeah, they're kind of getting it. I can see there's a glimmer in their eyes. They kind of know what I'm talking about. But we're less familiar with patience than we are with anger. So anger's easy. We all know exactly what that is. But patience more difficult. So first step is a happy mind. It's so important. It's happy. And I want to be happy all the time. Yeah. So patience is a big step in being happy all the time. Secondly, it's happy to accept whatever's going on. So it's happy to accept that you couldn't get what you want. And it's happy to accept things that you don't want. Something you don't want or someone you don't want turned up. And you happily accept. You know? Or you've gone to great lengths to obtain that new shirt or whatever. But you couldn't get it. You spent all day trying to get this thing, we can get it. So patience is happy to accept. It's happy, it's okay. I spent all day, my only day off, I've got one day off a week, I spent the whole day. I spent the whole day trying to find this shirt. And I couldn't find it. But I'm happy because I'm practicing patience. Difficult? It's difficult to imagine, isn't it? It's difficult. You know, I'll just tell you something. Yesterday I thought, the day before, Thursday, I thought to myself, you know, Saturday morning, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start this course off. I'm going to kick off the course. And I'm going to start. The very first meditation will be, okay, everybody, just for just 10 minutes or just 5 minutes, just imagine a world in which everyone's patient and everyone's happy. And then I thought, that's not going to work. That's not going to work because, first of all, no one believes that's possible. And second of all, people find it quite difficult to appreciate how it would be if everyone around them was patient, including yourself. So I thought, no, that's not going to work, especially after yesterday, what happened in the news, you know. Let's bomb everybody. Right? So patience is not just happy. Patience is not just happy. Did you read the news? Syria, tomahawks and so forth. Yeah, we were like, yeah. Horrible. Patience happy. Patience peaceful, happy. It's accepting whatever's happened. Okay? And there's a third bit which is really difficult. Are you ready for this? Patience is happy. They were like that. Patience is happy. Patience is happy. Got that? Patience is accepting whatever's happening. Not sure about that. Patience is accepting whatever's happening. Bad stuff, good stuff. Patience is accepting, not sure. But then the third thing, I think it's probably way beyond, is that patience has abandoned the wish to change the situation. Great bliss. Patience has given up the struggle to change the situation. So that bit found really hard for people like us because we're usually totally externalized and on the external situation. We can change it, we can change it. So, let me just read something from here. It's quite inspiring, patience, actually. Patient acceptance does not necessarily mean that we do not take practical steps to improve our situation. So being patient doesn't mean that you just give up. It's just not just a kind of docile, lay down and take it kind of mind. It's not like that. It's a very dynamic and active mind. And If it's possible to remedy a situation, put things right, we do it. You know? Something's happening to me, I don't like it. So if you can change, you know, whatever it is that's happening, fine. Absolutely fine. Patience doesn't mean, oh, something unpleasant's happening. I practice patience, so I won't do anything about that. I'll just accept this unpleasant situation. No, you can change a pleasant, unpleasant situation. You can change the people. You can say to them, hey, by the way, excuse me, please don't talk like that. Whatever you can do. But to do this changing, to change the situation, we don't need to become unhappy. We don't need to become unhappy, and we don't need to become impatient. Is important, isn't it? We don't need to actually break down and get angry in our changing of situations. We need to be patient whilst we're trying to change situations. Why do we need to not get angry? It's because anger is going to hurt us. Anger is going to hurt us and other people. So the thing about patience is you can, with patience, with a happy, patient mind, try to change the situation, okay? But that third aspect that I explained, you know, having given up the wish to change, that one kicks in with wisdom, realizing you can't change. You've tried everything and you can't change.